If I didn't see it, I would never believe it.
All right, now, just so everyone knows, we're going to use this website in the future for, like, crazy stories, because they have some good shit on here.
This is a gold mine, my friend. Aggressive cows take over French beach as horrified tourists get gored on holiday.
This is something you would expect to see in India.
Beaches were closed to protect visitors from vicious cows roaming free on the French island of Corsica, goring beachgoers and even sending unlucky victims to the hospital.
Well, when you get a horn wrapped, you know, rammed in you, unless you're out whoring, and it's, but if you get an actual animal horn rammed through, you're going to the hospital. You ever watch that Running with the Bulls?
Oh, yeah. That is nuts.
Dude, dudes get just savaged in that. I was like, you got to be out of your goddamn mind.
All right, we got a punny mother fornicator over here. Beaches have been forced to close due to immovable objects.
Well, I mean, most cows just ignore you.
Yeah.
I've spent a lot of time around dairy cows, and they walk around. They don't fucking care.
I mean, they tend to avoid people.
Normally. Well, when I was a kid, there was a couple times I had a cow, like, put its head down and move me off to the side. It says it walked into the...
Get out of here.
Walked past me. It's like, get out of here, pup.
Oh, I got to move this down here. We're going to talk about this one.
We're
going to talk about this one later. It's not ready yet.
Oh.
It's not ready yet.
Oh.
It's going to be fun, though.
Oh, yeah.
We got to build up to it.
All right, I was just starting.
You're so excited.
Let me back it up.
But it's time for your third favorite graphic. Actually, it's probably your least favorite.
Come on, man.
God damn.
Give me a little break here.
I hate that one.
I know you do. Oh, but it's entirely necessary because Nancy Pelosi is apparently going to be trying out for the Comedy Castle. She praised Biden for his strong and decisive exit from Afghanistan.
So wait a minute. He gives a speech that was written for him, and then the last word says, stop talking now.
Leave now.
And then he runs to the plane, gets on there, goes back to do his vacation, and somehow, that's stunning and brave. Okay, gotcha.
Wow. Let's hear it straight from the horse's mouth.
Should the Biden administration have had a stronger U.S. military presence for the transition?
Well, first, may I just say that I commend the president for the action that he took. It was strong, it was decisive, and it was the right thing to do. We should have been out of Afghanistan a while.
She's doing the same straw man shit he was doing.
But the thing is she voted, I bet you if you check her voting record, she voted for all these wars.
Oh, I guarantee you.
And now she's like, we should have been out a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
If you look, check her voting record. I bet 10-1 she voted to stay last year, the year before, going back to the beginning.
The straw manning coming from the left right now is just, it's insane. You have to be clinically stupid to actually buy it. Because no one is saying we shouldn't have pulled out of Afghanistan, but that's how they're trying to phrase all of their arguments and throwing their support behind this fucking potato. Give me a break.
She's a c***.
Can't understand a normal thinker.
She's a c***.
Yes, she's quite vile and disgusting. We're banned. We're gonna get banned, bro. Damn it. And the thing,
I can't help it.
I know.
Every time I see her face, that's what comes into my brain pan. See?
See, wait.
You,
wait. And even, we watched some of that speech. It was full of nothing but finger pointing. Even Jake fucking Tapper on CNN
ripped him a new one.
Ripped him a new asshole. And this comes from almost exactly a year ago today.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my promise to you. If I'm elected president, I will always choose to unite rather than divide. Bullshit. I'll take responsibility instead of blaming others.
Bullshit! There's so many fingers coming out of him. I mean, he looks like a dick porcupine.
He really does. how just 6 weeks ago, Biden promised a safe and chaos-free withdrawal from Afghanistan, said a Taliban takeover was not inevitable, and assured the U.S. embassy would stay in Kabul.
It never happened.
No, it never happened. Never in a million years.
Bullshit!
The president declared he could see no way of all this. All of a sudden, he said, I see no way of leaving without chaos ensuing. But 6 weeks ago, he said it was highly unlikely they would own the country. There's going to be no circumstance where people would be lifted off of the U.S. embassy roof.
I am telling you right now that the alphabet agencies in that country knew last year, maybe before that, that ISIS or what? You know, what is it? Taliban was courting the warlords.
Yep.
I mean, they knew this was going to happen, and for them to say they didn't think it was going to happen is because you didn't fucking read the insums.
Yep.
You didn't talk to people in the know. You had General Milley, who should be wearing makeup.
He probably does in his private life.
Yeah. I mean, and he's like, I need about this white rage. What? How about you worry about your goddamn job?
No shit.
And keep soldiers alive, make sure they're trained properly, and protect U.S. citizens.
Well, that's just too much to ask for.
Fuck you. Listen, I hope to God one day I run into him on a golf course, I will punch him in his face!
And this is a dude whose face says one thing loud and clear. That's never going to get old.
No, that is never. That and him basically narking on himself about the.
The Stunning and Brave Ice Cream Social.
Correct.
Well, yeah, that's a pretty good one. Oh, and there's another one here that's also that never gets old. Let me just find it here for you. I can't imagine why they would think we're suddenly a weak country. I mean,
I don't know. That never gets old, man.
Oh, man. 81 million votes, everybody. Most popular president ever, and he gets ratioed for every single press conference, every single public appearance. And that's why MSNBC stands for Media Sucking Never Ending Balls and Cock, because that's basically
about it. I
kind
of like that acronym.
They really, really try to make him seem like he's competent.